lovely cushion header. Pacheco! Oh, you're beautiful! What a headshot! What a hit! Well, you take a second in these circumstances. What you have to say.
Steven Gerrard. Welcome, everyone. It is episode 79 of the LFC Podcasting Couch. My name is Nish, and I am podcasting and chilling in my own living room with Mr. George Xanthis.
How's it going?
How's it going, mate?
How's it going?
I bought a brand new microphone just for this podcast, would you believe?
It's just for me.
Yeah, so thanks just a lot for coming down. Looking stunning as always, well, Mr. Actorman.
Thank you. Well, coming up, I've come all the way from the south.
That's
and I've
true.
Come up to Northland, Chatswood.
Cool. Well, we've done one apiece now, so I've gone to you, you've come to me. And happy days. Happy days. We have finished the season. Shit's gone to shit when it comes to transfers. We're not quite sure what to make of it quite yet, but we'll discuss it today.
Yeah, well, this is a question I was going to... Because I was just doing some impressions of George from the from Liverpool.
George, you know, Sefton, the voice.
Yeah. He does the goal for Liverpool, scored by number 8, Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard.
That's the voice that's on your
thing. Yeah, that's George Sefton, isn't George. It?
Does he still do that when we score?
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
Goal scored.
He's actually voice of Anfield on Twitter.
By number 19, Sadio Mane. Does he do that still?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Right, brilliant guy.
I haven't heard it all. Maybe it's because I haven't been to the game in a while.
Yeah, no. Doesn't matter. You could have gone to a game 40 years ago. You've heard the exact same voice.
Operation Anfield Exercise. What is the... What the fuck is Anfield Exercise? You know what it is?
No, I've never actually understood. I think it was the evacuation process.
I don't, but it's just, it's so annoying because I remember them, there was one point where it was really loud and like all the players just sort of looked around going, that was fucking loud.
They're in the middle of a game, you're like, yeah. Why? Why right now?
Operation Anfield Exercise. Don't choke, don't choke.
It's it's okay, everything's fine. Excellent. Well, also in the middle of being in Australia, we should probably mention it, the World Cup qualifier. Australia is beating Saudi Arabia 3-2 right now.
3-2?
Old Aussie Tommy Rogic, Celtic superstar. Did you see the Celtic goal? The final goal?
Yeah.
Bloody awesome. Yeah. What, when that was the cup, wasn't it?
The cup.
Scottish cup.
It was for the Scotland Football Cup.
Awesome. So let's just look at the table.
It was for the Football Cup of Scotland.
This is important, man, because if they score one more goal, they'll be even on points and goal difference with Saudi Arabia.
Nice.
Second equal. So fascinating. We kind of need this, so it should be good.
Is it on the TV? We've got the TV. It wasn't on.
It's on Fox. It's on Foxtel, and guess what? I fucked off Foxtel. I'll be honest. It was useful
Foxtel
for a while.
Foxtel has I can actually see where it's legged it.
Yeah.
There's like a wire, like that's an RIP.
Empty HDMI cable just dangling.
Just RIP Foxtel. That cord is just, it looks dead, like a dead snake.
Yeah. I don't want to say these horrible words, but I generally went balls deep into the Optus package when it came out.
You've got an Optus. Is that a Fetch box?
That's the Fetch box. Wow. I went for the full NBN pack because they just happened to open it up in my apartment the day that they announced.
Oh, that's
the
good.
So, yeah.
I don't know when it's coming to... I don't think it's ever coming to Sydney South. I think they've just forgotten. They just don't give a shit. I think they're going to put everything in. Do you reckon Dulwich Hill has fucking NBN? I think it does. NBN has got the light rail. It's got everything.
We should mention, sorry, people in the UK, Japan, and US who happen to be my top three listeners right now, NBN is fast internet. We have pretty much the worst internet in a first world country worldwide.
I'll tell you a quick story about a friend of mine who had some people from, I'm pretty sure it was Korea.
Best internet in the world.
He was a host of Pop Asia. He's actually my writing partner and sketch partner.
Nice.
And we'll have some sketches coming out on Foxtel. So
I should get my subscription back.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put them on YouTube. Don't know. but he had some people, some like big pop stars from Korea come over, and he wanted to show them some pop hits.
Yeah.
And the little loading circles came up.
You're like, what
and
is
they
this?
Said, they actually said, what does that mean? And he goes, that's buffering. We've never seen buffering before.
Because their average, I know I've got friends in Singapore, like the cheapo package is 500 megs up, 500 megs down, which is ludicrous because Australia's fastest is 100 meg down. Anyway, so let's not talk tech.
Just makes me upset.
Yeah, this is just annoying.
By the way, just to keep on topic of off topic, to keep on the topic of off topic, does Uber Eats deliver Maccas?
I have no idea.
I swear I can't enter your building on a moped with Macca's in his hand.
You know what
he's
it could be?
Delivering McDonald's.
But you know what it is? McDonald's has got a special right now for $1 hamburgers. For anyone in the UK, that's 70p or about 60p for a hamburger.
It's got no cheese in it, does it?
No, it doesn't. But you could order like 500
and McDonald's
more.
Hamburgers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the deal right now.
They're delivering. I think Deliveroo or whatever the fuck, or whatever that was, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
I think they go to Macca's.
That's insanely lazy because there's like two within 5 minutes walk from this place.
Well, that's why it was probably... Oh, what am I saying? Anyway. Because I tell you what.
Yeah, sure. Let's get back off on to topic something, whatever that is. By the way, we are on the beers as well, if anyone's wondering. Just like when we did the last in-person podcast. So, apologies. We may be doing a couple of... okay, that was terrible. And please don't slam the bottle on the table because it's going to go right through the microphone.
Good.
Anyway. So did you see the Van Dijk statement?
I did. I'm not... Yeah, well, I'll let you...
Should I read it out?
Yeah, I'll let you start on it because it's a little bit silly, but I'll let you know what silly. I think about it after it.
This feeling inside. I hope you don't mind.
That's
that
guy.
Put down in words.
Anyway. He was at the Logies this year.
It was Elton. Yeah. Big Elton. No, Elton's got a kid.
Is that Elton?
Elton John.
Whoops, it wasn't him. You sounded like the other guy.
Wow.
Sorry. I thought you were doing somebody else.
I thought you were a karaoke fiend.
No.
Guess not. Anyway, Liverpool FC statement. Liverpool Football Club would like to put on record our regret over recent media speculation regarding Southampton Football Club and player transfers between the two clubs. We apologise to the owner, board of directors and fans of Southampton for any misunderstanding regarding Virgil van Dijk. We respect Southampton's position and can confirm we have ended any interest in the player.
Now, look, you can...
Immediate thoughts. Go.
Okay, you can look at it two ways, I think. And it's way too forward to be looked at as a massive fuck-up and as a massive negative. Now... We listened to the Anfield Wrap, and they put forward a theory, which has actually been put forward by a lot of journalists as well, and it's been around on Twitter, about Southampton being a little bit worried that there's no bidding going on for Van Dijk, because Van Dijk basically said, I want Liverpool, Man City and Chelsea have pulled out, Liverpool are in the driver's seat. Now, it's almost like, they're sitting there. It's almost like a house auction and there's one person there bidding for the house. The price isn't going to get driven up. So a way that possibly, this is speculation, that they could get more money out of it is to say that they were illegally tapping up our player.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like Liverpool are doing a bit of a two fingers up and a bit of a fuck you, like, fine. Well, we're not interested in your player. Yeah. And then Van Dijk sitting there in the middle going, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was going to go with it.
Yeah, and so I think Liverpool, it's being pinned as, and a lot of major players on the internet, whether it's Anfield Rap, whether it's Redman, whether it's, you know, Anfield HQ, whatever.
Even the day trippers, our good friends, the Irish day trippers.
Yeah. Everybody's seeing it as this massive shambles. Now, does the club, I haven't put this on a thread somewhere, I haven't seen the club apologize or do something like this, a big statement. I mean, they've done a couple.
Did they
like,
do it for Dempsey? Because I know that was a Liverpool fuck-up, but I don't recall us apologizing for it.
I can't remember with Dempsey, but I put this on a thread somewhere about the Steven Gerrard thing, where Liverpool put on the site, Steven Gerrard has informed the club that he wishes to leave for Chelsea. And we respect his wishes and we wish him all the best. Oh. I've saved it as a screenshot. And what happens the next day, we all know that it is the big U-turn. Yeah. Now, the moment
after
that
people were like rioting outside
his
house.
They were rioting. Now, why did they riot? Because Liverpool put it on their site. Now, I'm not saying that this is them, you know, going, oh, it worked with Gerrard, it worked now. But like, it's obviously different owners. But I don't think these owners, with how meticulous they are, and considering that once upon a time John Herry went to Twitter and said, Arsenal, if you want Luis Suarez, you can go fuck yourselves. I don't know. Call me ignorant, call me naive, but I just think it's Liverpool going, you wanted a bidding war. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are taking the new CEO's comments as negatives.
Yeah.
I see them as positive, where he said, we're not going to go around, we're not going to just spend money for the sake of it, because the minute people hear going, we've got this massive war chest, is they're going to slap 10 mil on.
Yep.
So I don't mind him coming out to say that. And you know what? We've gone for another player. We've pulled out of Salah as well.
Mm.
I don't mind if Liverpool get the reputation of being a club that doesn't want to be pushed around and want to have to buy. Because like Klopp said, we don't just have one target.
Yeah.
We've got several.
Yeah.
So look, worst case scenario, we don't get Van Dijk. But I do think that Liverpool have just they've pulled back. They've respected the wishes of Southampton. But it's almost like Southampton have, you know, had a cry about Liverpool. Liverpool have backed off and they're like, Where'd you go?
Where'd you go?
Like, oh. You said you were going to give us a 60 mil, didn't you? We don't have to do the Premier League ban on the transfer. We didn't know you were.
I don't know.
I think that Liverpool have done. I think it's a strong stance as opposed to a cowardly, embarrassing stance.
Yeah.
And the club's done it before, and they only issue statements when they want to flex their muscles.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And I think the desperation with Southampton as well, if you hadn't read it, Katarina Lieber, whatever her name is, I've probably said that terribly, it just sounds South American, but she looks, God knows what she looks like.
Katarina Lieber.
She's a Southampton owner. She is German tax inquiry could force the sale of Southampton, which is currently valued at 197 million, which means that Van Dijk is literally one third of the entire valuation of the club.
Mm.
So that's a big ass asset.
Well, it could be like a calling of a bluff from Liverpool. It's like, you don't want us to buy him? Fine, we won't. The player wants to come here. He doesn't want to go to Man City or Chelsea. They're not willing to meet your valuation. We were willing to do all this stuff. And what, are they serious? They're going to keep this player?
Yeah.
Like, he's clearly got aspirations to leave. So I don't know. And again, this comment that I put on this thread,
the thread.
But basically, no news is good news, and Liverpool have basically said, we're not giving you any more news. We're pulling out of this race.
Right.
You will never hear another story again about Virgil van Dijk. And you know what? That's a good thing, because I think it was yourself or maybe one of the extensive Twitterverses that do follow us. They said that Sadio Mane came out of nowhere. So, you know.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I saw it on Twitter. And I think some of our best transfers have come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, they've been quick. They've been clinical. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Van Dijk just comes out of nowhere. And that's the way that we like it. Again, all this news has been a bad thing. All the news and all the media speculation has been bad because Southampton got shitty with it. So Liverpool have basically said, no more news on Van Dijk.
No more news. I reckon what's going to happen is that we all know that Liverpool leaks info. It's quite obvious. There are certain reporters who just suddenly come out with scoops that no one's heard of before. And lo and behold, they become bigger and bigger and more truthful and more information gets fed. I'm sure there's something that's tactically done from a club side. I think that's all going to be changed very dramatically. Can you imagine what's going to happen just one day? We're announcing blah, blah, blah. And no one's ever heard of him before. No one knew we're even linked with him. But suddenly Belotti or someone turns up at our front door and he's leaning on shit and he's staring at sprinklers in Melwood. And you're like, where did that come from?
Belotti. Where did this name come from? Is this just a random name?
Belotti's cool. He's 23 years old, Italian. He scored something like 27 goals in 22 games. He plays for Torino. So it's like a shit team. Oh, so he's Torino. Getting shit service.
Didn't they have Joe Hart goals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Hart didn't
help their
cause.
They conceded a lot of goals.
Yeah, no, Joe Hart shit house. So, and apparently there's news that it's a strong chance that Huddersfield are going to get Danny Ward, which is good because they're in the Premier League and everyone wants him to play a season in the Premier
League. As a loan?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Karius and Mignolet.
Because I just found this out the other day. You can only have one loan player from another Premier
League.
Yeah,
I didn't know that too.
Yeah, so
I got told about 15,000 times when I put up the thing saying that Ings and Ward should go there.
Yeah.
suddenly it got 7 tweets in a row saying, only one at a time,
only
mate.
Only one at a time.
Sorry, guys.
Well, that's the question. Who does Huddersfield feel like goalkeeper is, you know, is it important enough to waste their loan spot on it?
Yeah. Hey, let's do a quick pause because I need another beer. So we're back. Sorry. Yeah, I'll keep it going. So you asked Huddersfield, do they think goalkeeper's the most important position? I think with the way that, you know, Danny Ward got them into the Premier League, I'd say yes. And if they could have him, consistency is a massive thing in the Premier League. Consistency is huge. Goalkeeper, someone that you can trust, that's massive. And I think seeing as what he was able to do at Aberdeen in the few, was more like preseason games, what he was able to do for Liverpool. I can't remember if he played any cup games for us.
He played one game for us. He may have even been did he play in the Premier League for us? I don't know. He played a couple of games for us, and like we were all astounded. He caught something. We're like, oh my God,
and he can kick the ball. Yeah. He actually has a leg. Sign him up. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty impressed. So it's just a case of do we...
He's just got a boring name, doesn't he? Danny Ward. I always think about this. Can you hear the name Danny Ward and think the world's greatest goalkeeper? Yeah. Like David De Gea sounds like that cat scared me. It just sounds like the world's greatest goalkeeper. And Manuel Neuer, Oliver Kahn.
Oliver Kahn was a
beast. Iker Casillas. Danny Ward.
My favorite goalkeeper of all time. You probably won't know who he is. Michel Prudhomme from Belgium. 1994 World Cup. If anyone could be asked, is it 94? Yeah, it was 94 because rugby was 95. If anyone could be asked,
it's the Maradona World Cup where Argentina beat Greece, if I'm not mistaken.
Was he still playing in 94?
I'm pretty sure Argentina, like I think they drew against Greece or something like that. Yeah. But there was a lot of anyway, Greeks remember it. I think Greece was in that one. Maybe they weren't. I don't know.
Who knows? Belgium did really well. They were pretty awesome and. It was the old Brazil final. And then Baggio hitting it over the top, if you remember.
Mm.
If you're old enough.
No, I don't
know. You probably won't. But that was phenomenal. I was watching that while I was still in England, actually. Funny story. I was living north of Hampshire, south of Berkshire. Place called Whitchurch. Horrible little hick village. And some kids decide to smash out the station of the feed for the World Cup. For our entire area. And so we had to go to next door neighbors who had a German link of their satellite. And so we watched the rest of the game in German commentary.
And that neighbor's name was Jürgen Klopp.
Jürgen Klopp. And then he went on to do great things.
You can come to the house in this moment if you
see this situation.
I mean, the situation is good.
It's good.
Not great.
Boom.
But
God, my accents are terrible. match ended. Australia beat Saudi Arabia 3-2.
3-2.
Happy days. I do believe Italy under-20s are beating the England under-20s right now 1-0. So that's hopefully England can come back and score. I think Dom Solanke is starting again. So
He scored just recently, didn't he?
He did in the last game, the winning goal. Well, the only goal. Back to Van Dijk, because I'm sure that's what people actually want us to talk about.
Yeah, let me know what you think, because obviously I was very positive about the situation. I'm sure everyone gets a... You know, when you get it off your chest, when you get upset, you're like, it just feels good. So I probably haven't provided people with enough of that, that exertion of anger. But maybe you will, because I think you're pretty peeved with it, aren't you?
I'm honest. No, I woke up and
Me on the couch of positivity.
I know, this is the positivity couch. But when I did wake up and see the statement, because obviously it's Australia and we wake up to
it. It's strange. It was strange.
It's strange. And I was just straight up going, wow. And that was it. Just wow. We've ended. To name the player and to say we've ended all work with it, that I was purely wow. But then I sat down and thought about it more and sat down and thought about it more. And I'm one of those weird people who will go, the world's got a funny way of making shit work out. For instance, he could go to City, he could go to Chelsea, he could go to Arsenal, whatever. And maybe the first week or two, he gets his injury on his ankle again and is out for 3 or 4 more months. And that could be Liverpool. And we're stuck with Klavan and Matip and Lovren again because we just spent 60 million on one defender.
So you're going with the vindictive approach, going, I'm good. Might be a blessing in disguise because he might get injured like a bat, like a dumb cunt.
But if he came, he'll be injury free for the rest of his career. No, but that's what I'm saying. Anything could happen. I've got this weird, strange positivity that he could still come to us and still be a superstar. We don't know. There's a lot of people, a lot of theories out there. One of them in particular was what you said, and that seems believable in the way of us saying, fine, we'll back off. But as soon as he puts in that transfer request, which he has to do now, and says, I only want to go to Liverpool, and everyone else goes, well, we don't really want a player who doesn't even want to come to our club. His heart is set somewhere else. What are Southampton going
to
do?
Well, that comes back to the point I was making. Now that Liverpool have publicly gone on the record and put on their official site that they have, look, we apologize for quote-unquote media speculation. We didn't do anything wrong. No. There was media speculation. We apologize that Southampton, that you got a little bit cut about this media speculation. But if Van Dijk does put in the transfer request, I'm pretty sure transfer request means that players don't get a cut or something like that. Yeah. I think players usually... there's something about the transfer request which is a negative to a player. I think the agent or the player or something like that doesn't receive a part of the fee. I don't know. There's something bad. If they're handing in a transfer request, obviously, otherwise players will do it all the time.
Yeah.
The reason they don't do it is because there is a negative attached to it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We should research that. Google search.
I think a lot of it has got...
Okay, Google. Oh, I was in the car today. I couldn't fucking search anything in the car. I'm like, okay, Google search this. I'm not sure I know how to help you with Wombat's lyrics. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit.
Wombats.
I'm like, okay, Google, you're shit. And it's like, I'm not sure how to help you with your shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking right. Anyway.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. But yeah, he puts in the transfer request. Then Liverpool are like, well, that wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
We put out the statement.
We had nothing to do with this.
We put out the statement, and the last time we put out a statement was for Clint Dempsey, Mamadou Sakho, and Steven Gerrard wanting to go to Chelsea. So fucking, we never do statements. So if he wants to come to us, we won't argue. But having said that, again on the positives, two of my favorite defenders in the world are, is it Jonathan Tah is his first name?
Yeah.
I love Tah, and I love Koulibaly. I love both of those defenders, and possibly there will be a non-English premium attached to both of them, especially Tah, I reckon. Yeah. He's a German international, if I'm not mistaken. Very quick.
I heard he had a terrible season, and I've never watched him play, so I'm not going to pretend I know if he's good or not.
Mm.
But I've heard he's had a very... But I heard also the rest of the team have had a terrible season.
Well, I don't think Leverkusen have had the greatest year.
Yeah.
But
I heard he, in particular... has not had a very good season as well.
Right.
Wake up.
Anyway, but I think there are other options. And I just... look, Van Dijk, we sign him. I think he'd be good.
Yeah.
He just looks like... Or he just looks like a City player as well. You know? Like, the way that Kompany was almost a City player.
Yeah.
What's going on, Kat? What's your cat's name?
Biscuit.
Biscuit.
She's my little rescue cat. She's losing her shit over another person being in the house.
Right. Just
give me attention.
Just casually running around the couch.
Yeah. So, bit of a point. I do listen a lot to Anfield Rap and to the Blood Red podcast and the Red Men TV. And anyway, but Blood Red is the Liverpool Echo. Anfield Rap generally gets very good guests on. One in particular was Melissa Reddy, who is commonly known on the internet and especially Twitter as Baylissa. So Baylissa was talking about Van Dijk. Yeah, so, and she did mention...
When was she on Anfield Rap, was she?
About a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she mentioned Van Dijk. And then the very next person she mentioned who that we're very strongly interested in is Koulibaly.
Koulibaly, yeah. I like Koulibaly.
Good. He seems like a good player.
Well,
I have seen him play.
It seems like it's around 40 mil for him. It like that seems to be the this is like the generic figure for player that Liverpool are interested in. It's going to be 40 mil. Now, look, you're paying 20 mil for Van Dijk because he's Premier League proven.
Yep.
That's what you're paying for. Not to mention the coming out of defense, dribbling ability, 6'4/6'5"-ness.
Solid free kick taker as well, if you didn't know.
The free kick takerness. which is fine because now Coutinho has scored from free kicks. I was actually, before this season, I was very upset with him taking free kicks, but he scored on the first day.
The very first
Arsenal
game, yeah.
Because I think he scored against West Ham underneath a wall, and I'm just like, that doesn't fucking count. Someone said, he scored a free kick against West Ham. It's probably you.
Probably, my
bad. And I'm like, that doesn't fucking count. I went under the
wall. Didn't Klopp say that was the greatest free kick of all time?
maybe
it was the smartest
greatest free kick I've seen probably ever. I don't know, ever. But don't ask me. But boom. Yeah. So yeah, Koulibaly. Yeah, I'd be happy with him because he's got the same traits. We're looking for the same traits from a centre back, someone who can play around with the ball, someone who has got recovery pace because. Yeah. You know, growing up playing as well in Australia, some of the best centre backs that you come up against are the ones that are probably not. This is the thing. Would you sacrifice positional sense for recovery pace? Because sometimes if you're a little bit wonky and a little bit aggressive, so sometimes aggression can also be positional.
Just change that. Change the entire thing characteristic and just call it Moreno.
Moreno.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, Moreno. You don't go to Moreno levels of positional unawareness.
I don't know what the verb is.
But would you take a defender who is a little bit aggressive and a little bit out of position, but given the fact that he could probably recover and catch the guy?
Hold your beer up.
Yeah.
Because he did ask, can I have another beer? Can you put it somewhere where I can actually see it? Here we go. And I'll post that on Twitter. So, people who are watching, look at my Twitter, at Podcasting Couch. You'll see a live shot of George Xanthus having a beer.
The very same.
Yes. Done. Posted. That's going to get 5 million retweets.
You got a sleeping bag here? I have too many beers. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so it looks like this. That's the same type of defender we're looking for. And like I said, though, Van Dijk's got the Premier League premium on him. He knows what it's like to be in the Premier League. But just something about him seems very City-like. And I at the same time that I've just gone on this whole podcast about Liverpool will probably go in and get him anyway because it's all big. It's a little bit of a ruse from Liverpool to put this statement out. I wouldn't be surprised him playing for City in particular. Yeah. I don't think Chelsea want him because they've got David Luiz. He's quick. He's a ball playing centre back.
Yeah,
I don't think they need both him and Van Dijk. I think they just need someone.
Well, they have been playing with Azpilicueta as their right centre back the entire season, and they did such a bad job. They only won the title.
Yeah, just quietly. I mean, you see all the points that they got, and you're like, this Chelsea team just didn't look very. They didn't look fantastic, but at the end of the day, I think they're one of the highest points total teams in history, which is bizarre because they just...
It's fucking annoying, isn't it?
They just did like a... They stuck four people up front and four people at the back and had Kante do the work of five midfielders and that's basically it.
Last year was just annoying because you sit there and you go... sorry, I still got my cough. Arsenal got 75 points and they ended up second last year.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Leicester got 76 or
I'm pretty sure they got... 79 or maybe 81.
I think it's 81. Low as piss like that.
It was 81.
But that was last year. And that was 93. Now people are whinging about what Liverpool could have done because of January, February. But I'm like, come on, guys. Do you really think we could have got 94 points? Because that's the only other prize apart from qualifying.
And then you start thinking like, what did Alex Ferguson's teams get? I've seen teams finish on 100, but what fucking league is that?
Yeah. No, I think there was a Chelsea team who got 100. Oh, forget it. Maybe it was 100 goals.
Busted. No, they could have got 100. Ancelotti could have got 100.
Sounds like the 03-04 season. Anyway, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Fuck this cough, man. Shit. It's so annoying.
That's right. I'm saying that's all right.
That's all right. Shit. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
But yeah, anyway, that's Van Dijk.
Okay. You said Salah's off. Screw Salah. They didn't mention the guy Gersten or something. Have you heard this rumor?
Oh, Gelson. Gelson Martin.
Yeah, Gelson Martins.
Yeah.
He's got like 16 assists and 8 goals or something like that. He's just a winger.
For Sporting Lisbon. He's 22, so he's younger.
The next Cristiano Ronaldo. He did come from Sporting as well.
Well, look, I mean, I tell you what. You just said something that's interesting because... The Cristiano Ronaldo thing, I'll put into what I'm going to say. A lot of people think that you can't tell a lot from a YouTube video, and that's true because it's true to a certain extent. It depends on how you're analyzing a player. Now, if you care about the technical side of the game and about player traits and what they're doing, you can see often like you can see what a player does in certain situations and how they attempt to make things happen. And what I like about this player in terms of Gelson Martins is he's very quick and very forward. So very forward thinking, got good dribbling ability. And these are things that you can tell from a YouTube video. I mean, we don't know. He probably only does it 2 or 3 times in a game. You know, you could probably show a highlight reel of Markovic and make him look great. But the thing is, I saw clips of Markovic and I could tell he could only run in a straight line.
Yeah.
The guy couldn't get left and right. This guy, Gelson Martins, I'm not saying he's a better option than Salah. I think Salah is, I would love Salah because he's fucking left-footed. Please, we need left-footed players. Please.
We'll play him on the right, though.
It's so important. It doesn't matter, though, because you can play Mane on the left. But this player specifically plays on the right. He loves getting to the byline. He loves putting the ball in. Loves a trick. He looks like he's very comfortable with the ball. And you know what? If he only does this 2 or 3 times a game in a Sporting Lisbon scenario, if Klopp has seen him and analysed and we're interested in him and if we get him, you've got to trust that he believes that this player can do this sort of thing 3, 4, 5, 10, 11, 13, 14, 15 times in a game.
Yeah.
And if he can do the sort of stuff that you do see on YouTube in a game 15 times, that's only going to help us because arguably the thing that we missed in January was a player that just fucking... And that's another thing. Like, just basically showed pace and ran at their defender and beat them. And what I like about, especially the way that this, when you see like a skills compilation video of this player, what he does is he beats the player, and instead of taking the easy option of playing that one, so it's often done with a fake shot, like a fake cross. So he'll do the fake cross, drag it in, but then he'll fake again and try and beat the player again, which sometimes can be seen as a bit showboaty, and that's why I bring up Cristiano Ronaldo, because once upon a time, people said he tries to beat his man too much, he does too many tricks, but sometimes that can lead to a player getting to a point where they master the attribute of beating a player twice and just getting to that high percentage ball sort of zone. So if you can beat your player twice, get to the byline, then you've got a clear view at Firmino, Sturridge, Mane, Wijnaldum, Chan,
somebody,
Lallana, whoever we've got. Yeah. I think in a Liverpool side, a player like that would do very well because he's got trickery, he's got dribbling skills. I love that ability, that fake shot, drag back, and then do it again. He does it with his right, does it with his left, gets to the byline. He's a really good player. I'm not saying he's fucking Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi or Maradona or anything like that. Mm. But if we don't get Salah, we all had a cry when Sanchez didn't come. Where's the backup option? We've got backup options. Yep. Similar player as well. I'm upset that he's not left-footed.
Yeah.
But a great option to have if we don't get Salah.
Are you saying you would prefer to have this man come off the bench than Harry Wilson? How dare you?
Harry Wilson's weird because I think my problem with him is the same problem that maybe Klopp has with him, in that for your age, what is it that you do?
Yeah.
What is it that you are better? What is it that you will dominate at that I don't already have in my squad? So anyway.
But that's what bothers me a lot about Julian Brandt, is that Julian Brandt,
what's his attribute?
Is Harry Wilson.
Yeah.
Julian Brandt is just a poor man's German version of Welsh Harry Wilson.
Yeah.
So, because Brandt is not quick. He is not that technically amazing. He's technically good, sorry. But he's not like FIFA term, 5-star skill moves, you know, rainbow flicks over 10 people.
And, excuse me, you don't play FIFA anymore, you mustn't know what that means.
I don't know what the 5-star skill moves are. Yeah. Harry Wilson is all of those things. He's not super quick. However, he's extremely intelligent. He knows where to run. He's got a really good finish on him. He's got a really good pass on him because he did 1,000 assists as well and then 10 million goals last season.
But half of them were pens. Sorry, I don't mean to burst the bubble.
The goals that he scored were also extremely good goals.
Yeah, he scored good goals. He scored good goals, but I don't like when people skate. I think he scored 29 goals. A lot of them were pens.
Yeah.
I think half of them were pens.
Yeah. Which
I really hope I don't get proved wrong that like 4 of them were penalties.
Yeah. You know, if that one particular Milner penny had gone in, the one that he missed. But I'm not going to harp on that because Milner did a lot of
great penalties. Then again, what most important one, he scored against Spurs, City. So he scored other more important pens, in my opinion.
Fine.
And you know what? Like Klopp said, this will be a very important point. And it was. You got fourth by a point, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was the Southampton point. So fucking not too bad.
Yeah. Well, we could be here being the only top six team who are not in the Champions League, just like Arsenal.
Yeah.
So there. Yeah. C'est la vie. So that was rather frustrating. I want to read out something from my friend Ryan O'Donnell. So, again, if you guys are watching my Today in LFC Twitter videos, which I'm really, really enjoying making, by the way, so please keep hashtagging stuff that I can watch. Anyway, Ryan O'Donnell decided to keep on the theme of sending specific direct messages to people with secret inside information. So he wrote this to me. Ryan O'Donnell, who is at RyanChucklesOD, who is on the last episode, please check it out. He goes, heard from my sources within the club, Peter Moore has been on the phone all day with Harry Redknapp, Jimmy Carr, and Leo Messi. He's been getting info on how exactly tax evasion works and how to exploit the system. He intends to present it tomorrow at a meeting of Premier League representatives along with nude selfies of Loris Karius to Southampton owner Katerina Lieber in the hopes of restarting Virgil van Dijk negotiations. Hopefully more news shortly.
Is that on Twitter? You can't write that much.
You've heard it. Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Direct message. It's a DM.
It was a DM. So I posted it. I obviously did the whole... Did you see my image that I did of the fake Liverpool have triple announced Lacazette and all this kind
of
stuff?
Yes.
I'm still getting heat. I'm getting more heat now because of Van Dijk, the statement.
Right.
And I'm like, come on, guys, for fuck's sake.
It was clearly a joke. I mean, when you did put the one of Salah, I think you put one of Salah, didn't you, as a joke? Did you?
Yeah.
You did one of Salah, and I'm like, the first thing I thought was, has something happened that I don't know? But, I mean, the description says it's clearly a joke, but when you see the photo, it gets you excited, but it's a fucking joke.
It's a fucking joke. I did the old, you know, by the way, this is the tip for anyone out there in the Twitter world wondering, how do you deal with Twitter trolls? Because I'm quite outspoken on Twitter, and so I attract the negative comments. The best way to do it, especially with fans from another club, is become their best friend.
That's true. I'm not even going to use my analogy, but yeah.
That's cool. Well, I had these Arsenal guys like, lol, you guys screwed up. And I was like, yeah, I know, terrible. I'm feeling more bad about our reputation. He's like, oh, what do you mean? You must be salty about the player. I was like, not really, you know, blah, blah. Anyway, started becoming his friend. Then a Man United guy came and started saying shit. And I was like, these Man United guys, you know, you don't look after your kids and stuff. He goes, oh, your kids don't win anything. I said, yeah, the only player you've got is Rashford, and he's going to be left behind next season when Mourinho buys more top-class strikers, but you won't give a shit because you'll win loads of trophies, won't you? And he's like, he didn't say anything after that. I was like, yeah, it's what Mourinho does. Mourinho has no time for development. He screwed up Martial, so why would Mbappe go to Mbappe?
Probably come up with a song. We better sign him.
Anyway, why would Mbappe go to Man United when he saw his ex-club superstar youngster, Martial, go to Man United and become some shitty left winger who's probably going to leave the club in the summer?
It's so disappointing to see what's happened with Martial because I think he's such a phenomenal footballer and I would love him, but we just can't do the Man United to Liverpool transfer. It's just illegal because, I mean...
77 was the last time we did it.
We tried to get Gabriel Inse for 6 fucking million and Ferguson said no.
Wait. Gabriel...
Gabriel Inse, the left back.
How do you say his surname? I'm sure that's wrong.
You can say Heinze if you want, but they used to say Gabriel Inse.
Yeah, I said Heinze.
Yeah, Heinze. Just because he was Argentinian, I thought the Spanish
Inse
would be Inse. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever his name is, he said, I want to go to Liverpool. He sent in the transfer request, everything.
Yeah, I know.
And then
I
he was
that.
Out in the cold and he went to Marseille in the end.
Yep.
It was a complete disaster.
It was Ferguson who killed that one, actually.
Absolutely, it was Ferguson. But going back to Twitter trolls, I have one rule, is that it's fucking Twitter. It's Twitter, and I would invite everybody, and I'm doing a little bit of a plug for a comedian here. Sebastian Maniscalco has a great bit on the internet. He's on Netflix. He's a great comedian. He has this bit about the internet and the types of people it brings out. 20 years ago, these people were in a dungeon somewhere just screaming abuse at the wall and just going like, blah, blah, blah. And now we've given them this outlet on the internet. And like you said, it's a troll. Like, and South Park have done things on this. And the best thing to do is don't respond. And and you know what? It's a little bit of criticism towards podcasts. And I haven't listened to Red Men or Blood Red before, but Anfield Rap spend a lot of time going, the reaction on Twitter has been this, and this has been. Who cares about Twitter? I'm so. Why is it like? If you're someone who constantly, if you've got three followers and you constantly say dumb trolly shit, why are we even saying it? Like even on the Anfield Rap, they say all the time, like, oh, I put out this question and all these people gave me backlash. It's like, before you say something like these people gave me backlash, have a look at their profile and have a look at how dumb they are, and then go, they're probably not well in the head. Yeah. They're not well.
So dragging their knuckles across the ground as they walk.
Well, even that could be seen as like to regard them as that could be disrespectful to them because they might not be well in the head.
Jesus,
seriously, it's that simple.
Really quick shout out. Christy Cassidy, do you know her?
Christy from the LA supporters group.
There you go. So she first wrote, not really a question as much as a comment. I think George deserves another beer. So I posted a photo. Then she goes, perfect. Now for the important stuff. I vote talking about anything but transfer rumors.
We've actually only talked
about transfer rumors pretty much.
We've gone away from it a little bit. We can go away from it.
Yeah, I did say shit, we're 3/4 in and pretty much all transfers. I'll give you a shout out now. So shout out now to Christy Cassidy.
Oh, hey Christy, how's it going?
Yeah, you have to make up a song on the spot now using Cassidy. Go.
Cassidy? I don't know.
Butch Cassidy
anything.
And the Sundance Kid? Christy Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Don't know. No, I think the key here in podcast land is to just keep talking no matter what happens. So if I don't know what song to sing, I'll just keep talking about the fact that I don't know what song to sing.
I've had an idea. If for some reason we got Mo Salah. I don't know how the song would go, but all I want to do, a bit inspired by the Manchester folk getting together and singing after a tragedy, but it did bring back a lot of nostalgia about Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Salah can say.
That's a good one.
If you could do Mo Salah can say and don't look back in anger, but change it to Liverpool words or something. But if you get the whole crowd go Mo Salah can say or whatever, Mo Salah,
he
say, that'll be wicked. Someone could do that for me.
Well, you know what you have to do? You have to do that in the pub. Maybe it cheers. If you personally, Nish, want to make this a thing, you have to do it in the pub with a bunch of little supporters.
All right.
The way that I want to do my Magic People Bob Firmino chant.
Do it now. Totally, do it now. Magic People Bob Firmino.
The Magic People Bob Firmino. The Magic People Bob Firmino.
All right, cool. Magic People
Bob Firmino. Oh, Bob Firmino, if you do it like a bit more Portuguese Brazilian. It's you know those, you know, Magic People Voodoo People.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that song. We did it for Carol Kissel and Sydney FC. I think I don't know, it's just fucking simple and you can go crazy to it.
All right.
There we go. Christy, we've talked about songs.
I did get a lot of sticks. I did do a bunch of shout outs to my WhatsApp friends on Twitter, and these people correct the shit to me because I didn't do a shout out to them. So I'll do a shout out to them now. Andy, LFC Day Trumper, shout out to you. Number two.
Wrong.
Umara, shout out to you.
Wrong.
And Aaron Corley, the Moni one, shout out to you.
Wrong.
Yeah. So to these guys, I'm in a little private three-way chat with them, which is four-way, obviously, because they're four of us. But yeah, shout out to you guys. Thanks a lot for your entertainment and your private messaging and all that good stuff to keep me entertained. But yes. Happy days.
I heard Trump in there, so I just went, ruling.
Yeah.
Ruling.
Yeah. But everyone out there, especially if you're listening to it somehow now, you're probably too late. But for fuck's sake, don't vote Tory. If you're under the age of 60, you better vote Labour, for the love of God. I've been following this pretty damn closely, and if you guys think that Theresa May is the way forward, you're fucked in the head.
Ooh. I won't get political on this thing.
All right. But it's quite straightforward for me. Get in it. Apparently there's some more stuff. So Sport Witness, however credible that is, Liverpool prepared to offer 40 million euros for Gelson and pay him 3.5K per year? Not quite enough.
What? 3.5K per year? 3.5 million a
get
year?
That. I, three and a half must be.
What
three
was
and
the
million.
Website called?
Sport underscore witness.
That's the website? Why are we even? Why have we even?
I just opened up Twitter as the first thing that came up. Okay.
God, that's worse than. What's that? It's like, caught offside. Like
90 minutes.
NigeriaFootballNews.co.uk. Dot NR or whatever.
Oh my God. You know what really shits me the
they
most?
They said we're getting messy, trust me.
What's I mean, I don't want to turn this into a FSG in, FSG out thing, but yeah. I get it that FSG hired these people, but do they actually think that FSG are actually the ones running the negotiations at this point for Liverpool?
I think FSG are held accountable for it because they're the ones who put the systems in place.
And
so
does
I think
really
they'll
shit years of transfer business. Too.
Sorry, say it again.
We've done a lot of shit years of transfer business under their realm as well.
Possibly the thing I'm looking at is that Liverpool are becoming a self-sufficient, sustainable club, and
FSG the holding company of the top.
Sorry,
is that what you're saying? FSG are the holding company, essentially. Do you understand the term of holding company?
What's the relevance right now? In this
like,
conversation.
When there's holding companies, for instance, David Jones in Australia,
yeah.
The holding company is actually called Osiris.
Yeah.
Osiris owned David Jones. But Osiris are a holding company who they have the board of directors and all this kind of stuff at the top, and basically they make sure the money is allocated and stuff like that. However, David Jones have their own CEO, hierarchy, hiring people, all
because,
that
because I mentioned self-sustainable, that's
correct.
What you're saying.
That's no, what I'm talking no, about.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that the reason why I say self-sustainable is that Manchester City, when Manchester City spend 40 million yeah. on a player, it's not Manchester City spending more 40 million.
Right.
It is their owner spending 40 million.
Right.
When Manchester United spend 40 million on a player, so it is Manchester United spending the money.
And their shareholders.
they are a behemoth. Now, they may be in debt, and that's why Manchester AFC got started, because they don't like the Glazers. And
oh, yeah. True,
you heard
yeah.
of that?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. The green and some shit.
They're green and gold, if I'm not mistaken.
Weird. Yeah.
But what I do like about FSG's plan at the moment is that they're making Liverpool into a product or a company or something that
shit.
Is.
Sorry, one second. Dominic Solanke has just scored for England.
Oh,
Dom Solanke. Sorry, 1-1 Italy in England. Dom fucking Solanke.
He's going to be the greatest striker of all time.
Sorry, carry on. Sorry.
But
sorry,
basically, long story short is that we'll get to a point, you know, it looks like we're getting to a point where the club is going to be generating its own income stream. We don't need to be relying on owners' money. We're relying on the strength of Liverpool as a rich club. And you know what? That takes time. Like, United got to the place where they are as the richest club, not by getting taken over by oil tycoons. Yeah. They got there through, commercialization and all shirt sales and building a bigger stadium, and Liverpool are following the same suit. And we're finally doing what we said that we should have done a long, long time ago. So, I for one. I'm always going to be pretty happy with what FSG are doing, because it's compared to what Hicks and Gillette were doing, which was putting us into debt.
Yeah.
FSG have not in one ounce have ever considered putting the club in debt.
Yeah.
Even to the degree of it was an interest-free loan from FSG to Liverpool, if I'm not mistaken.
There's like a 1% interest.
No, it was interest-free loan for the building of the stadium.
Yeah, there were some documents that got... I'm just trying to get panted.
Yeah.
For anyone who's going to listen to this and they saw there's a release saying 1%, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the full story.
Well, okay, maybe there is, but the you know. Yeah. But anyway, it's not being done with, and that's from FSG. They're not getting it from the bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The others got it from the bank. That was the problem.
Yeah.
They used Liverpool as
H&G.
Yeah. Hicks and Gillette used Liverpool as the security.
It's Liverpool, like when you get a mortgage. Their holding company.
It's like a guarantor. You get the, you know, when you get a mortgage, you go, oh, can I use my house instead of a deposit?
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. So, and they were doing it for the problem themselves as well. So, you know what? I've seen the worst of where Liverpool can be in terms of valuation. And I'm always going to be happy with FSG at the moment because, yeah. I mean, they do have to pull their weight in the transfer market perhaps, but I think it's going to take them time to become a superpower. And that's probably what they're trying to make us. So,
yeah.
I agree with what they're doing.
Nice. We have to talk about something superficial. 1 second, I'll just reply soon. So Christy has come out saying, quick, talk about something superficial. Who has a better hair game, Adam Lallana or George Xanthus?
Better hair game. Actually, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Adam Lallana because...
He's got more on his face.
He's got more on his face. No. He's got the same shitty beard that I've got. You know what, actually? Very interesting. I reckon George and Adam Lallana have the same hair game because we've got shitty, patchy beard shit going on. I can't grow a full beard, but...
But you're Greek.
I don't know how it works.
Like, you're not even wearing a dark jumper.
I got no hair anywhere, but from the waist down, it is like forest. Like my chest, my back is bald. I'm so happy.
Nasty.
I have a bald back, which is great.
That's rare in the Greek community, actually.
Exactly. Usually you got hair everywhere on the back, so I'm very lucky that my back is bald.
Oh, good.
So, it's good for my career.
I think your girly is happy with that one, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm like the unhairiest Indian I've ever met in my life.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
I don't get it. What's going on?
Thanks for showing me.
A little bit of hair there.
I really need to
I've had
see.
A few too many beers.
it's but,
getting weird.
But yeah, no, okay. It's superficial. I think we've got, you know what? We've got the same hair game. And I don't know if he's got the same problem I have, is that my hair, it can look straight. It looks straightish, but it's wavy.
Yeah, you got this little curl.
It curls you and got... waves and stuff, but it can get really curly if the weather permits.
Can you do me a favor in that if you do take up a new TV role, it's actually as Emre Can?
As Emre Can.
Just so I can see the hair game go epic.
I show Emre Can to the doctor. To the hairdresser when I get my hair cut.
Make me Emre.
Can you do this? And they always fuck it up. So I'm just like, guys, you just take it easy. Don't they anyway. But anyway, I reckon we have got even hair game, Christy.
Even hair game, thank you. apparently Matthew Leckie had a good game for the Socceroos, which is weird. Cool. Do we have anything else to talk about? I mean, it's been a decent pod, I think, and we kind of just bantered on a little bit. But if there was one random player that we have not yet been linked to at all in Liverpool that you want Liverpool to somehow one day you wake up in the morning and he's leaning against Shankly's statue or something, who is this player?
Diego Costa.
Fuck. Because he just got text dumped, didn't
he? We should sign him. Absolutely.
Yeah. He can be our prick.
60 mil.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know what? Even if Chelsea go, you can have him for 50. I go, we're giving you fucking 60. I don't give a shit. Excuse me. What's his name? New CEO?
Peter Moore. EA Moore.
EA Moore. Peter Moore's like, no, we're giving you 60. And Chelsea are like, no, he's only worth 50. We're giving you 60. And Chelsea are like, dude, it's only 50, and we're like 65. Like, that's how far
take
I would
it and go.
Take it.
Take it and go.
Take it and go. Take it and go. But good. Yeah, I don't give a fuck 70. I don't give a shit. Diego fucking Costa will win us the league.
He will just be. I miss and having
he
a prick.
And he was linked with Liverpool and openly admitted that he was on the verge
just
of
just like Aguero.
Just on the verge, but he liked the sell.
Yep.
And he was on the verge.
Yeah.
But he. Atletico said to him, you could probably get a bigger move, blah, blah, blah. You know, Liverpool aren't champions or whatever, aren't in Champions League or God knows what. But Diego Costa, I think, and he's the type of player we could get behind because he's a bit of a narc.
Yep.
So Diego Costa, absolutely. And he would flourish. And a lot of people say that, oh, he's his temperament isn't right. And, you know, maybe there's this talk about him going to China and whatnot, but
he's
the type of striker that Klopp likes because he presses, he works hard, he gets back, he defends in the box, defends corners, he will lie, cheat, and steal for the club.
And he runs for 90 minutes.
He runs for 90 minutes. So he's a kind of weird player. Like, is he a quote-unquote Klopp player? Technically and physically and the way his game is, yes, he is.
Yeah.
The problems he had with Conte, that's the only thing that you'd question, but fuck it. Have him for three quarters of the season, we would be unstoppable.
52 goals in 87 games for Chelsea. 28 years old. That's pretty prime. 6'2". Born in Brazil, but completely forgot that he was.
He's not Spanish. He's so Brazilian. He's not Spanish.
All right, I want to play a quick game.
Spanish?
I know we should be probably ending this podcast soon, but fuck it, we're on the beers. I'm going to get myself another beer.
Okay.
While I'm going, I want you to start.
Can I get McDonald's? Is that enough time to get McDonald's?
We'll do it after we finish the pod. I'll go for a walk with you.
Oh, great.
I want you
embarrassing.
I know. Let's have a romantic walk to McDonald's.
That's not the embarrassing bit that I asked about. I want to go on the walk.
No, it's cool. It's fine. We have to go before 11. That's half an hour. That's cool. I want you to start naming your number one of all time prick 11. I reckon Diego Costa and Suarez should be up there for sure. Okay. But I'm going to go get a beer. So you start talking.
Oh, I'm going to name it right now.
Yeah.
While she's going to get a beer.
I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay, prick 11. Prick 11.
You want another beer?
I don't think I'm not allowed. I've got to drive. Cops are going to use this as evidence.
Can I stick Mascherano in the 11?
Prick, I don't know. Prick, I would consider it prick as in I don't like them. No, so I like Mascherano, or like narc footballers that fucking everyone hates.
Joey Barton, surely.
But he's not good.
Except Joey Barton's the microphone's a
very funny. Okay, prick, you know what? I'm going Patrice Evra left back. All right, I'm going Patrice Evra left back.
I've got my beard.
This is going to take too long.
No,
is this what we're going to do for the...
Yeah, it's good.
Goalkeeper. Oh, fucking Forster. But he's not good. These people have to be good.
They
you have
don't
to
have
respect
to be that good.
Them.
No, you've got to
respect
pricks.
Them. No, the thing is, I love pricks in football because you respect them.
All right, fine.
And I can't have Suarez because I love him. Diego Costa's up front.
Manuel
Ian Robin on the right. Iron Robin on
is
the right.
Is he a prick, though?
He was a prick. He dove. Remember when he dove with Reina?
Yeah.
In 2000 and, what was it, 2005? Was it FA Cup?
Got to have Ashley Young. Surely. Prick.
He's a prick.
It's okay. England's ahead. Fuck.
Who's scoring?
I don't know. Sorry, excited.
Drunk, mate?
drunk, mate? Need Maccas?
Okay. So we've got...
Ademola Lookman again.
Who?
Everton player. He hadn't scored for like ages. Ademola Lookman, the little kid who went from Charlton, I think, to Everton.
Well,
oh my God, England's ahead!
The new Harry Kane. Fuck me, can we put Harry Kane in this team?
Can anyone get more boring than Harry Kane, by the way?
Oh my God.
Well, look. Yeah, he's... Yeah, you know, I've been... I don't know how the fuck...
You can't do Harry Kane, he's too dull.
He's from... He's got the lisp as well. He sort of speaks like... I think he speaks like this. Bit of a lisp. He's, I'm not doing this prick 11. I can't be fucked.
I'm so excited. Lookman, he's a legend.
I would rather talk about how cut I am that Harry Kane is now considered world class because I fucking said 2 years ago that this guy's not good enough. He's a fucking fluke waiting to happen.
Did you see what he did on Twitter? I was very impressed, actually. For a guy who's clearly the most boring prick in every party, he went out on Twitter and said...
He's Draco Malfoy.
He came out and said... one hit wonder 3 years in a row. One season wonder.
I'll tell you what, I pay that.
That's great. That's good,
isn't it? That is great form.
Wait, what's our prick 11? Evra?
Okay. We've got to go back to the prick 11.
We have to do the prick 11.
All right, so we've got Forster in goal because he's a shit cunt.
Would you count Vidic as a prick?
No. He got shat on by Torres all the time. Not a prick.
That's good.
He's a spastic.
Oh, get on the PC.
Had enough beer, bro?
Oh, my God.
Right, we got Costa up front. Surely we got to have Suarez up there. Surely.
No, he's not prick.
I know, but if we weren't... If he didn't play for Liverpool...
We've already got Costa up there.
Yeah, Costa is... Okay, you won't have one striker? Fine.
Yeah, one striker. Rob Ben's on the right.
Ashley Young has to be
Ashley Young's left back.
Fuck Ashley Young.
Centre backs, my God.
I want Joey Barton in the midfield.
Okay, Joey Barton's in midfield because it's going to take us too long to think of someone else.
Are there any prick centre backs?
On the right. On the left would be... you know what? Walters. Walters can just
Jonathan
go
Walters
left.
Is good.
He's on the left. He's shit. You know, he can go behind. He can go behind Diego Costa.
Mostly because he's an Everton fan and he loves scoring against
us. He just always scores against us.
Fuck it.
So there's those two. We've got Robin on the right. Yeah. We've got Joey Barton. So it's a 4-2-3-1 because fuck it.
We're cool.
We've got two fullbacks. We've got an attacking midfielder, a right
who's
attacker.
Who's our right prick fullback?
I already said it.
Who?
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, we said Evra and... Fuck it. Evra goes right back. Fucking piece of shit.
Evra and who?
It's Evra and Ashley Cole, but Evra plays right back. Is shit.
I said Ashley Young, though. Do you want Ashley Cole and Ashley?
Oh, you said Ashley Young. I got him confused. Okay,
Ashley Cole because he backstabbed Arsenal pretty badly.
Sorry. Yeah, fuck. I just completely forgot that two
Ashley
people
Young.
Can have the name Ashley.
I genuinely think Ashley Young should just stop playing.
No, Ashley Young's a good one. Okay, you know what? Fuck that. Ashley Cole, I like him because that needle, that's good needle.
Yeah, I like
to fuck
Ashley.
Off Arsenal like that. Yeah. So you have... You have Evra left back.
Yeah.
You have Young in front of him. You've got Robin on the right. You've got Walters in behind Costa. Yep. Barton in the center with...
Mascherano? Because he
is
a prick.
We're not having Liverpool players because they're good. They're awesome.
But he didn't. He refused to go to training.
Gary Neville's on the right. There's a right
back. Gary Neville, great. Good prick.
We've got Forster in goal.
Solid prick right there.
We need another center midfielder.
Why don't you like Forster?
Because he's fucking pissing off Milner with his pen.
Don't think it's worthy of a prick status, though.
Yes, he is. That's prick. Well, who else? As a goalkeeper, there's no other. You know what?
Schmeichel's a bit of a prick.
Oh, you know what? Actually, you know what? Fuck off Forster. Because Forster, he's not even. He's fuck him. Adrian. Because every time we play. Is his name Adrian? The West Ham keeper?
Yeah.
Every time we play fucking West Ham, he takes shitloads of fucking time.
From the first minute on.
From every fucking time. Dickhead. And he's been dropped now for Rudolph, who's crap. Randolph, whatever his name is.
Can we please have Big Sam as the manager?
Big Sam's the manager.
Yeah, just because he's a prick.
He's a prick.
We need a defensive midfielder
another
to go,
midfielder
and
to go with Barton. A prick. I tell you what.
Would Roy Keane count? No. He is a prick.
Maybe Charlie Adam.
I actually really like Roy Keane now because he just slags off Man United all the time. Charlie Adam's not a prick. He's just dumb and fat.
He scored against Liverpool and had a fucking mad time.
But he's not a prick.
That's a prick. That's a pricky thing to do.
He was just a prick because he was shit when he played for Liverpool. I can't think of a right cinema. Anyway, we'll just stop talking about it. Because I'm getting
okay.
Drunk.
So, yeah. Charlie Adam's in there with Joey Barton and our two centre-backs. Will be fucking Raheem Sterling because he's a prick. And we'll put him centre
Fabian
back.
Delph.
put him centre back because he's a piece of shit. Yeah. And the other left centre back will be.
We've got to have Fabian Delph in the midfield because he snaked off Aston Villa. And
yeah, but I don't care. Aston Villa got relegated. This shit. No, who did I put in there before? What did I say? Charlie Adam. He's a shit. Yeah. And Raheem Sterling at centre back because he's a piece of shit. And the last one is
Huth. I fucking hate Huth. I hate
he's
Huth.
A prick.
He stamped on Suarez, prick.
Suarez is a prick as well.
Well, that's why I want him in the club.
Shit.
Okay.
You know what? Whoever it was, he got sent off because he's a piece of shit.
Fair enough. Okay, well, that's our prick 11. That was tough and a bit drunk. But had to be done. I guess we'll just end it there because we need you to get some Maccas before it closes.
Yeah.
And that's much more important than recording any podcast. So just a quick announcement as well, guys. I did say on Twitter that I have managed... Well, I am now putting 15-second or 30-second or one-minute pre-rolls on the podcast. So if you don't want to listen to them, just fast-forward them. But the main point is I've secured my first client because I'm a big dog these days. So for the next 20 episodes, you will hear a 15-second pre-roll for my first customer, Pharmacy Mart from Fairfield, New South Wales. If you go into Pharmacy Mart, actually, no, I'll save the advert. I don't want to give him free advertising. But he specifically wanted episode 80 to 100 so he can be on the 100th episode. So he's actually one of the podcast. He's been on the podcast, Chris Kahawati. He actually owns the pharmacy.
Ah.
Met me at Cheers Bar the other day. So I'm serious. I want to advertise with you. I love what you're doing. I'm like, shit, let's do it. So
that's great. And you know what? There's a little bit of hate towards, like, oh god, you sold out because you're putting advertising before. And that's fucking crap. Because
isn't my day job. I love my day job. This is a bit of fun.
No, exactly. And you know what? The thing is, we should see it as an opportunity for Chris Kahawati and his business to support Liverpool, to support local content creators, to support the arts, to support people collaborating with each other to enjoy, you know, a pastime, which is football and which is talking about football. And if they help it happen and it takes 15 seconds of your fucking day, who cares?
Exactly.
Fast forward it. Like, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it twice.
I know.
I'm going to listen to 30 seconds of, what's it called? Pharmacy Mart.
Pharmacy Mart, Fairfield, New South Wales.
Pharmacy Mart. Because it sounds like something that you'd name in a video game.
Yeah, why not?
You know, like in a video game where you need to go to the pharmacy, they just call it Pharmacy Mart.
It's in
like
the next WorldCom, GTA, in fact.
Like WorldCom, yes. It's from GTA. There's WorldCom, Pharmacy Mart, and Burger House.
There you go. So I'm very excited.
I'm happy as well.
For my little pod, we're not even a year old. Oh, shit, we're getting close to a year. July's going to be 1 year.
And it's fantastic what you've done.
Yeah, coming to 80 episodes. So I'm now getting paid cash money, bitch. Cash money. So I'm very happy, and I hope Pharmacy Mart gets some business out of it. You'll hear what the advert is next podcast. So please support them. And George, thank you very much for coming along.
No, absolute pleasure.
Awesome. Let's get Macca's into you and have a safe ride home.
Triple cheeseburger in my mouth.
Getting the trips. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Have a very good day or night, and goodbye.
Lovely cushion header.